Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the gold voice. I'm Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, April the 6th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 42 degrees and cloudy skies. Man, what a difference 24 hours makes. Yesterday morning, we were nearly, I believe, at 70 degrees at this time. Beautiful day Tuesday. Yesterday morning was not bad, and then the rain came down and cooled us off to 42 degrees and cloudy skies. Now today, I don't think it's supposed to be bad. I don't think we have rain in the forecast today, but a little chillier than it has been. I think only in the 50s today, but it does look like we're going to have a pretty good Easter, maybe in the 60s, maybe sunny. The weekend as a whole does not look very bad, and then next week looks very good. I don't see any April showers in the forecast at all, which is a very good thing. Kicking off the program here this morning, a couple of housekeeping things to do. I do want to remind everybody, I will be in the studio tomorrow for Good Friday. We will be on the air from 8:15 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think for Good Friday, I'm going to be giving away some of these See's candies. Now, if you haven't heard me talk about this, I've talked about it, I think, every day this week. Last Friday at the studio, a box showed up from the See's Candy Company, S-E-E-S, of Carson, California. And they are great lollipops. Sean and I sampled them on Saturday. Very good. So tomorrow morning, we might be giving, because it is Good Friday and you want to give away good things. And I know a lot of people are off work and off school tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, we will be giving away See's candies. I'm sure we'll do a neighbor's pizza. I'm sure we will do some of the other things, Del Taco giveaways. So a lot of stuff to do tomorrow morning on WGH Talk in the giveaway department. So that's how we'll spend Good Friday. Now, I do want to remind everybody again, the Friday night show returned last week, 8:15 to 10 o'clock on Friday night. Sean Kraft and I were there, but we didn't give it any promotion. Honestly, didn't know we were starting it back up until last week, maybe 3 or 4 hours before we did the show. But Friday nights are fun. We don't really talk a whole lot of current events. We just talk a little this, a little that. Had a lot of fun last week. Don't know how many listeners we had. We had some. But again, when you don't advertise something, it's kind of hard to pull a lot of people in. So I want to remind people we will be there tomorrow night, Friday night, Good Friday night, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Now, I've got to do this really quick as well. And I don't want to get into the weeds to describe this too deeply. But here's what happened. Well, I'll tell you the genesis of this whole thing. What happened was, was last Friday night when we started doing the Friday night show again? Oddly enough, for the first time in probably 3 years, I got a phone call from Bailey, who used to appear on this station from time to time. She called in and just said that she was listening, and she shared some memories of her time on this station, and all that was very nice. And we spoke to her, and it was just nice. It was a very pleasant conversation. Now, it occurred to me that in life, sometimes we're a little more negative than we need to be. I think it's human nature to say a negative thing rather than say a positive thing. Yesterday, we talked about if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, I agree with that. So, what happened was, after I told that story on Monday, about Bailey calling in on Friday night, I decided that on Tuesday I was going to say something nice about somebody else. And I started off by saying how happy I am that we have a great audience that calls in. We have great participation. You're with us every morning. You wake up with us. You listen to us in your cars and at home and on your televisions and listening devices and dots and laptops and all these things. And I could not appreciate that more, because without an audience, you don't have much of a station. So I wanted to thank the audience. And then I wanted to thank one of my friends. And I tell you, the reason I chose Abby, who also has been on the station, I chose her to say nice things about that day for two reasons. Number one, sometimes when she's on, we do a lot of arguing. And I think people get the wrong impression because they don't hear off the air that we really don't argue as much off air as we do on air. And we do have a good time. And nobody takes that personally. So I wanted to clear up that matter, that we actually do get along for the most part. And then I wanted to point out some of the nice things that she had done for me over the years, like listen to this program every morning. She's probably not listening this morning, but more or less, she does listen to this program just about every morning, and I appreciate that. Now, I'm not going to tell you why she said she listens to this program, because that'll come off a little rough, but she does it and has done it for many, many years now. So I do appreciate that, because she works. You know, she's got other things going on. She's got a family. So I did this whole soliloquy on Tuesday morning saying how nice she was. Well, in the middle of this nice soliloquy on Tuesday morning, I get a message during the soliloquy that I don't have to do this and blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't know if she was embarrassed or what that was, or she thought that I was doing it on purpose. I really don't know, but I thought it was nice to say nice things. So that's what happened on Tuesday morning. Well, I decided then that we need more positive than negative in this world. So I wanted to see a little challenge to myself. If I could say something positive every morning about Abby, how long I could keep this up? Because I could say something positive about a different person every day, but that's not much of a challenge. So I thought, well, if I can say just one thing positive about her every morning, then we'll see how long I can go, and maybe that'll be a little more positive in general. So yesterday, you would know it would start off bad. Yesterday, my positive comment was that she has a healthy ego. Now, some people felt that maybe that was what you would call a backhanded compliment. Now, I did not feel that that was a backhanded compliment, because I think most successful people have to have some kind of an ego. And when you say healthy ego, you're not talking about an egotistical person. You're just talking about somebody who's confident in what they can do, and they get it done. So that was the compliment yesterday, that she had a healthy ego. I don't think she took that very well, to be honest with you, but it was meant as a compliment. So, now that I've said all that, we'll get to today's compliment. Now, today, I'm trying to go safer, because I don't want to get into that healthy ego conversation that we got into yesterday about being a backhanded compliment. So, get ready. Pull your chairs up to your listening device, because here today is today's compliment of the day. A new little segment on our show here. Compliment of the day. Here we go. And this is directed toward Abby. She dresses very nicely for spring. I think that's a very nice compliment, because the other day, you know, we had a little bit of spring weather, and she was dressed very spring-like and dressed very nicely, professionally. So there you go. Dresses very nicely for spring. That's today's compliment. So if you're keeping track on this, yesterday was healthy ego, and today was dresses nicely for the spring season. Now, does anybody have anything to say about this? 740-751-4038, because I've blown like 10 minutes now of this show talking about this. 25 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. What do you think of the nice... Do you like hearing me say a nice thing every day? And I'm sure at some point we'll have to switch to another person, because eventually I will run out of things to say nice about one person. But this is our first person in this new compliment of the day. Instead of a negative, you know, we want warm fuzzies. We don't want cold pricklies. So what do you think? What do you think of the compliment of the day segment here on the show? I need listener feedback on this, because I want people to understand why we're doing it. And I also want people to feel happy in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to hear something nice. Me paying somebody a compliment over the radio waves. So what do you think? 740-751-4038. And also, yesterday, we did have people who said that healthy ego might have been a backhanded compliment. Now, I don't think me saying that somebody dresses nicely for spring can be backhanded at all. I think that's just a very positive statement. I don't think you can misconstrue that at all. So let me know. Give me an opinion. Do you like the compliment of the day? And do you think today's compliment of the day was satisfactory? 740-751-4038. All right. There was something... Oh, I know what I wanted to say. We haven't heard from our friend Lee in a while. We know he was having some health concerns and spent some time in a nursing facility. But he was back at home, and we were hearing from him, but I don't think we've heard from him in about a week and a half now. I hope he's doing okay. Lee, if you're out there, let somebody know that you're doing okay, or let us know that you're doing okay. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. See, it all comes down to the family nature of this program. When a family member disappears, we want to make sure that they're doing okay. And in this case, we want to make sure Lee's doing okay. Now, if anybody knows anything about Lee, they could give me a buzz as well. Just make sure he's doing okay. I know that there are some people who have some kind of connection with him in our listening audience. So if anybody has any information on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. At 740-751-4038. So what we're looking for, you know, it's funny when I say that out loud, because heaven knows nothing in this program is rehearsed. When I say that out loud, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the old milk cartons, where they would put missing people on the back of milk cartons. I feel like if you have any information on Lee, give me a call. You know, like the old milk carton boxes used to be. I think those were abducted people, though. Abducted children and abducted people. Hopefully, all those abductions, people were returned. We don't want people to be missing forever. Hope everybody's getting ready for the big Easter holiday. Hard to believe tomorrow's Good Friday, and then Sunday will be Easter. The Easter eggs will be out, and I believe it's the most attended. I don't know, probably between Christmas and Easter, the most attended church service day that we have. All year round, Easter Sunday, and Easter's nice. You know, it's the beginning of spring. Things are in bloom. It's a nice, nice day. And as I said at the top of the program, it looks like the weather's going to be nice for this upcoming Easter holiday. And from what I remember, last year, the Easter holiday was fairly nice weather as well. Matter of fact, I think it was pretty nice weather. I remember that it was pretty warm last Easter. So this year might follow suit. I don't know if we're going to be as warm as we were last Easter, but it's going to be pretty close. You've got to have good weather on Easter, because you have those Easter egg hunts. You know, and most of those Easter egg hunts take place outside. So you really have to have nice weather. If you have a rainy or a cold Easter Sunday, that is not good at all. That will put the kibosh on your Easter egg hunt. And not only your Easter egg hunt, to be honest. A lot of people get very dressed up to go to church that day. And you don't want to put on a nice suit or a nice dress or new shoes or a new hat or something like that. And go out on Easter Sunday and just have it pouring rain. You know, that's not something you want to endure. So we hope Easter Sunday turns out to be very, very nice. As well as Good Friday tomorrow. All right. Well, where are we going to go from here? Okay. Oh, I know where we're going to go. Next thing up here on the program this morning. Yesterday, we had a Family Feud question. A matter of fact, we've had a Family Feud question now for the last 2 days that we have not gotten finished. Now, yesterday, we worked our way pretty much through this question, but we did not finish it off. There's still one answer left, and I was hoping we'd get this answer this morning. Now, the category was, name something that's bigger in Texas. And the last 2 mornings, I've started off by telling my Texas story. I was in Manhattan, New York, seeing the David Letterman show probably 22, 23 years ago now. And I was standing in line in Manhattan outside the Ed Sullivan Theater. And there were a couple guys and I think their wives kind of being loud and having a good time. And at one point they said, you know, there are two types of people in this world. And I said, no, I did not know that. And they said, yeah, those people who are from Texas and those people who want to be from Texas. So I think that's an interesting take observation from obviously some Texans visiting New York back in the early 2000s. Now, our question is, name something that's bigger in Texas. Now, the five answers that we have, we've got hats, everything, egos, cattle, and steaks. We do not have the final answer, number 6 of 6. 15 people said hats, 8 people said everything. 8 people said egos. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say their ego.
We actually got ego yesterday. It was number 3.
Well, I didn't listen.
Well, yeah, here were the answers yesterday. We got hats, everything, egos, cattle, and steak.
Did you get their hats? Did you say that? Their...
Yeah, hats was number 1.
Yeah, because I couldn't get on the internet. I couldn't listen to you.
Yeah, so those are the answers we got. They're hats, everything, egos, cattle, and steak.
Okay, I'll have to think then.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right, those are the answers that we have at this particular point. All right, 740-751-4038. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and something else. Number 6 on the list. 34 minutes past the hour. Now, yesterday, I did give a hint on this. I said it has to do with food, although it's not a specific food. And somebody called in and guessed restaurants. Now, it's not restaurants, but it does have something to do with restaurants. I'll say that. So again, name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and the one answer we don't have. 740-751-4038. Again, it has to do with food. It's not a specific food, so it's not that. And it has to do with restaurants, in a way, is kind of where we are at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't hear what you said because I've got it so low. I'm going to say heart. Don't they say they have the biggest heart in Texas?
Yeah, I think there is a song that says, yeah, it's not heart, but a good guess.
Well, what did you say it was related to?
The clue is it's related to food, but it's not a specific food, but it's more related to restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's the hint that we have going right now. It's related to food, but it's not a specific food, but it is related to restaurants. That's the question here. Name something that's bigger in Texas. And I know as we go down these lists, when we get down to the final answer, it's much more difficult than trying to get the other answers. When we have a lot of answers on the table, it's easier to guess. But you get down to the final one, it gets more difficult. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks. And what is that final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 42 degrees and cloudy skies here in the area today. All right, go ahead, caller.
The kitchen or an appetite?
Not the kitchen or the appetite.
Okay.
All right. Not the kitchen or the appetite. That's where we are. 740-751-4038. Name something that's bigger in Texas. What could it be here today? Go ahead, caller.
The only thing I can think of is they have the most or the biggest steakhouse in Texas.
Not the steakhouses. Not the steakhouses. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and what's the final answer? Now, again, remember, it's related to food, has to do with restaurants, it's not a specific food. What could it be? You know, it really is kind of a strange answer, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a thing, so I can't say that it's not a thing. But I'm not sure that why this would be bigger in Texas. But, you know, could be. It does relate to restaurants. Think of the things that you have in a restaurant, I guess, is probably the best way to approach this particular question. Name something that's bigger in Texas. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a plate?
Not a plate. Not a plate. But again, just think about things that are in a restaurant. I think, again, that's probably the best way to approach this. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks. And our final answer here, something that's bigger in Texas. And again, remember, this is something that has to do with food, but not a specific food, has to do with restaurants. What could this be? Bigger in Texas. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour here this morning. What is bigger in Texas? Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say appetite?
Not appetite, but a good guess. Not appetite, but not a bad guess at all. All righty. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and what is that final answer? 740-751-4038. Has something to do with food. Not a specific food. Has something to do with restaurants. Think of things that are in a restaurant, maybe. What would this answer be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What could the answer be here on WGH Talk? Go ahead, caller.
You get bigger servings.
That's a good guess. Not servings, but a good guess. Servings, not on the list here this morning. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A drink?
Not a drink. Not a drink. Remember a few years ago when they had that whole drink controversy in New York when it came to the soda pops? Wasn't that something? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
You're wiggling around for that answer. I'll have to ask you maybe if, how about the letter, if it's not a specific food, but it has to do with the restaurant. How about giving the answer, the answer's first letter?
The answer's first letter is W.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that helped a whole lot, but it's one word, and it's W.
Well, something my mind can dwell on for a few minutes. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, there you go. Thank you. All right. Name something that's bigger in Texas. W is the hint here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, is it the friendliness or welcome? When they welcome you, the friendliness?
Not the welcome.
Biggest welcome.
Yeah, not the welcome, but that's a good guess. Not the welcome, but certainly not a bad guess here this morning. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and our final answer. Has to do with food. Not a specific food. Relates to restaurants. And starts with a W. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. My goodness. What could this answer be? 6 out of 6 here on our list. As I've said, the first 15 people said hats. 8 people said everything. 8 people said egos. 7 people said cattle. 7 people said steaks. What is our final answer? Number 6 on the list. Only 3 people said it. Begins with a W. Does anybody know what this could be? 740-751-4038. Name something that's bigger in Texas. You know, every time I say that, I think I want to sing the song. You know, that song, how's that song go? What is it, Deep in the Heart of Texas or something like that? I don't know. I know there's clapping involved in that song. But beyond that, I don't know. 45 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking about things that are bigger in Texas. Apparently that hint, first letter being a W, did not drive anything home here today. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and something that begins with a W. Not a specific food. Does relate to food, though. Kind of has to do with a restaurant. Well, it really does specifically have to do with a restaurant, because this would be something that would be heavily tied to a restaurant. I don't know. Maybe a tough answer here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the only thing I can think of is dancing. Would it be like the waltz when they're eating? They could do the waltz or something?
Well, not the waltz, but I'm sure they do waltz a lot down there in Texas.
Well, what? I can't anything with a W. It's only one word?
One word.
Okay.
Yes, it is only one word here this morning on WGH Talk. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and it begins with a W. These things apparently are bigger in Texas. Not a specific food. It deals with food. Deals with restaurants. That's probably the closest guess that we've had so far, is that these things deal with restaurants. Maybe more than anything else. What could this final answer be? 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you, this answer has eluded us 3 days now. I think we started this on Tuesday. It carried over into yesterday. And here we are on Thursday. So that's the way it goes, 48 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I can think of three words that starts with a W. It used to be like that out west, the Wicked Wild West. But that's just a little joking thing I threw in there. I just have to get a little humor. But maybe how many letters in that word?
How many letters? Let me count them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Eight letters in the word.
Thank you.
All right. Out there in the Wicked Wild West, there are 8 letters in this word. It's kind of becoming like Wheel of Fortune here now. First letter is a W. 8 letters in the word. Bigger in Texas. Relates to food. What do you think? 740-751-4038. Who would have known that we would be stuck on this one today? Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks. Final answer. What might it be? An 8-letter word that begins with W, not a specific food, relates to food, relates to restaurants. What could it be? You know, I better count these letters in this word again to make sure I got it right at 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, it's 8. It's an 8-letter word. Thank goodness it's not a 4-letter word. When you say 4-letter word, we could get into some trouble. Although, W, I don't think there'd be any trouble there. All right. 8-letter word begins with a W. It's bigger in Texas. I guess you have to think about that, too. That's the category. Something that's bigger in Texas is where we are here. Go ahead, caller.
Are weddings bigger in Texas?
Not weddings. Weddings, not on the list here today. So weddings are not what's going to set us straight here this morning. Although that's not a bad guess, weddings. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and our final entry here this morning. An 8-letter word that begins with W. Bigger in Texas. 740-751-4038. Apparently, a real brain teaser here this morning on WGH Talk. Go ahead.
Well, you said it has something to do with food. Maybe you can, you're pretty good at doing this. So maybe what kind of shape of food? Is it a refrigerated food or something like that? A little better hint there, Scotty.
Well, let me see here. It is... Well, I'll tell you, it really doesn't have anything directly to do with food, but in a restaurant where there is food, this would be necessary. It'd be a necessary thing to have. So it's not on the plate, but it is in the restaurant. Let's put it that way.
Okay, Scott, I'll hang up and let somebody else guess here.
Okay. Yeah, it's not, it relates to food in that these things deal with food, but it's not something that you would put on a plate. It's, let's see here. It's not something you would put on a plate. It's not a food. It's definitely in restaurants. If you went up and down the road, you would definitely see them in restaurants. It's an 8-letter word. It begins with W. What could that be? You know, that's a lot of giveaways. That's a lot of clues. But it's tough. You know, here's why I think this is tough. Because the category is things that are bigger in Texas. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure why this is something that's bigger in Texas. All the other things, hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks. Now, to me, that all made sense as being bigger in Texas. But this particular thing, I don't really understand the logic behind it. I've never heard of it before, being bigger in Texas. So I don't really quite understand that one on the whole. But who knows? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks. Go ahead, caller.
Now, I'm going to spell this.
Okay.
Is it like a W-A-R-M-E-R, but there's not enough letters, but add an E-R-S or something to it would make it, like you warm food in. Not a W-O-R-M, but a W-A-R-M.
Oh, No, no, not a warmer or anything like that. Nope.
Is it like appliance? Is it something visible or not visible?
It's something visible, but it's not an appliance.
You can see it.
Yep, you would see it in a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's something visible. It would definitely be something you see in a restaurant. It's not an appliance. I'll tell you that as we go along here. But who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, wait time.
Not wait time, but that's a good guess.
Nope, that wasn't it.
Nope, not wait time, but that's not a bad guess either. My goodness gracious. Not wait time. Not a bad guess. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Yes.
I have a daughter attending school in Texas, so I can absolutely say the tuition payments are bigger in Texas.
I bet they are. Those schools down there. Well, what school is she
that's
in?
That's not it, though.
No, no,
Texas
not
A&M.
Oh, that's a good one. No, 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 it's not tuition, but that's a big one.
It is a big one.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I hope. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Not tuition. Things that are bigger in Texas is where we are here. Name something that's bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks. It begins with a W. It's eight letters. It would be in a restaurant. It would be visible. It's not an appliance. 57 minutes past the hour. My goodness. Who is going to be the smart person that picks this one off today? And will they get it in the next 3 minutes as we fly through the first hour today here on WGH Talk? Things that are bigger in Texas. That is the category we are in. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and something, an eight-letter word that begins with W. Visible in a restaurant. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not going to give up. We got to get rid of this thing. How about the last letter?
The last letter. The last letter is an S.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. The last letter of the word is an S. So does that help anybody along here this morning as we hit the two-minute warning this particular hour? First letter a W, last letter an S. Things that are bigger in Texas. Eight-letter word. Now you only got to fill in six letters of this eight-letter word. I don't know why this is bigger in Texas, but it's on the list. Three people said it. Visible in a restaurant. All right, maybe this person's got it. We'll hope and pray. Go ahead, caller.
I done it so quick, I don't even didn't even count the letters. How about waitress?
Waitress, that is it. We got to have a waitress in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, why is that bigger in Texas?
Well, I didn't want to associate a big one. Might be a pretty tough big one, and you might get thrown out of the restaurant. You know that?
That's right. You might be everything's bigger in Texas, including the waitresses.
I didn't say that.
Hey, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Yes, the answer was waitress here today on WGH Talk. All right. Things that are bigger in Texas. Hats, everything, egos, cattle, steaks, and waitresses. Why waitresses are bigger in Texas, I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe it's because they eat that tuition cost up. You got me. We're going to break. We got a whole nother hour. Don't you dare go anywhere. here on WGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
Did I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States?
What inspired?